Goodwin to the podcast, joined alongside with my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And I'm your host, Ale. So, usually we have a weekend update here ready for you guys, but pretty much we just both got sick, didn't do shit throughout the week. And last night we had dinner at like 1 in the morning. So, we're just going to go ahead and just jump right into the shits. Unless you had anything crazy after this weekend. I think we've just been chilling. All right. So, okay. Over the weekend, you guys, this is going to be insane. And I wonder, they're saying it's not going to do nothing to the case or the court dates or anything. But Diddy's, one of Diddy's lawyers, well, I think it's his main lawyer. Diddy's lawyer, Anthony Rico, has officially signed off of the case. And he left with leaving this quote. He posted this quote and said, "Under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as a counsel for Sean Combs."
He said,
"That's it." And he dipped.
He said, "Under no Diddy."
You think that he just like, okay, because you, everybody knows with your lawyers, you really got to tell them the fucking truth. And obviously, like, I'm pretty sure Diddy's lawyers, like, he's like, if he's smart, well, I don't know. It's just known that you're supposed to tell your lawyer the truth. That so maybe like he admitted like, yeah, I did everything that I did, show him proof, told him everything. And the lawyer just was like, I can't take this. This is too much. Or like maybe it tied in with his own personal life and or threatened the people in his own personal life. Like, you don't win this case. Here we go. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I feel like if it was more of a threat, like you wouldn't want to either drop it either. But I feel like more or less it was just more like for his record, because this is about to be one of the biggest fucking cases ever. Like, he's
saving
ever.
His ass, so pretty
he's,
much.
Yeah, he's like,
he don't want to be tied in with people like that.
I mean, regardless of, I feel like as a lawyer, if you win the case and he's a bad man, you lose everybody's respect in a way. But if you
a
lose,
lot of lawyers are like that, though.
Yeah, and then if you lose the case and he was a good person, like, you're thrown under the bus regardless, you know?
So, yeah, you guys, apparently it's not going to affect anything with, like, the next court date, which is in May. Supposedly, I'm not sure how that wouldn't affect it, but who knows? Who knows? It's May does seem far, but time goes by fast. That's the case that I'm, like, waiting for. Everybody's going to just sit there and watch it. But I think because it's in New York, right? I think it's in New York.
Fucking New York.
I think they're not going to air it on TV. Because some New York cases don't get aired, so.
Put that shit on TikTok, you guys.
Imagine how many, like, like, I feel like some celebrities just have to be in there, like, thrown in there. Somebody's name. I mean, obviously, Jay-Z's name was already thrown in there.
Yeah.
Who else? Who else, like, that was working? Donald Trump.
I have like no,
maybe that's why they're not gonna air it, because all the big names that have actually been already thrown into this case, and
well, I feel like it's just like
brought up after that,
the Epstein case in a way, you know, like you're gonna have to take the fall. That's basically what they're showing him, like, we're taking your lawyer away, we're taking everything away from you, like you're taking
you better take the blame and not be a snitch.
Yeah, basically.
I feel like something has to happen to that man. That's like a loose end.
I mean, I feel like regardless of if it doesn't, like, he chose the right route. I wouldn't want to fucking be that.
Is it the right route for the respect, or is it the wrong route for his safety?
No, it's
the
right route.
And the people that he loves.
I feel like it's the right route for, in a way, all of it, because it's like, you could just say, I'm not experienced enough to handle it.
I just want to know, I wish he would have given us more. But obviously, they probably can't give us as much fucking detail as they really wanted to for legal purposes,
right,
since it's an open case. So you don't think nothing's going to happen, Anthony?
I mean, I hope not, just because of the fact, like I said, it was a right choice, because it's like, get yourself out of there before it gets even deeper. Because right now they
haven't, just like J. Cole did with the beef.
Well, exactly, because it's like, it hasn't even gotten to the point where it's like, you guys already have like gone to court, you know?
Right.
They haven't found him guilty or nothing. They're just holding him until he's proven guilty.
Crazy, 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 you guys. Comment down below what you think about all that. What do you think is going to happen with this case? Or do you think it's just going to go normal? Or do you have any conspiracies on why Anthony dropped the case and just said he couldn't? Absolutely under no circumstances. That's what he said, right? Mm-hmm. Let me go back to it just to make sure.
I believe he said under no
circumstances. Yep, under no, oh yeah, no, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as a counsel for, effectively. So with him saying effectively, something is stopping him from not doing his job right. Because he didn't say like anything like I don't want to do it. He said I can't effectively do it.
Right.
He's not getting the outcome he wants. Maybe because he knows he's just going to take the L and this is his biggest case. So he's like, uh-uh. I mean, I'd rather just drop out than take the actual L.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like in that situation, it's like you're basically, if you win it, that's you getting paid for life, you know? Like, everybody's going to want you as their lawyers, just like Young Thug right now.
They're like, if you could help Diddy, you could help anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So if you lose, it's kind of like, holy shit.
Melly's like, over here, I'm first in line.
But yeah, no, I feel like even if when he said effectively, like he might be helping like behind the scenes with paperwork, but not like being the front man for it, you know?
Who knows? Who knows? I just want that shit to already, like, I can't, not like in a bad way, but I just can't wait to see like everything unfold. Like, imagine how much is just gonna drop. I feel like for sure in May, Diddy's case is just going to cover up something big and we're really not going to notice it.
Well, I feel like it's just going to be like the Epstein case where it's just going to be like, oh, yeah, we're going to release who did it. No, we're not. We're just going to release other shit that you guys don't really care to know about.
Right. At the end of the day, I really doubt that they're going to drop all the celebrities involved because, you know, Hollywood still needs to make their money. All these people still got to do their taxes. They're going to be like, nah, we'll just keep it to Diddy and, you know, whoever is like, I guess, the least value to them. They'll expose them.
Right.
But you guys, so usually we have our dream segment right around here. This episode, we're going to go ahead and not have a dream segment. Nothing was entered in our Google form that's down below in the description. So our listeners and our viewers can go ahead and drop a dream as well anonymously to share on the podcast. So there wasn't nothing in the Google form and neither one of us had a dream. Fuck, you have way more dreams than I do most of the time. And it's just like, damn, like, I just love weed too much. I just can't, like,
honestly, I don't feel like weed has messed my shit up. I feel like it was me being sick. Like, my body was just like, nope, just recover. Don't even
for me, think about it for nothing. Sure fucks with me. Cause the times that we haven't had any, I do have dreams. So I don't know. But yeah, you guys, no dream segment for this episode. So if you guys do want to go ahead and share a dream, go down in that Google form in the description and then we'll have a dream to share next week. But since we're already speaking about being stoned, I want to go ahead and talk about what happened in Thailand, y'all. Y'all not going to believe this. So in Thailand, there was a growth and where they went ahead and were growing the cannabis because it was a cannabis growth. They had what they believe started the fire, which was a short circuit in the electrical wiring, which has started this fire, and it pretty much made the whole growth, or at least most of it, burn down. And by the time that they actually were able to get control of the fire, it took them a good minute because the smoke was so thick. And by the time they actually got control of it, the homes around the area and around that whole vicinity were actually getting hotboxed. Like, the people around there were getting stoned by all the smoke in the air. So after that, people were also complaining that they felt a little dizzy, that it smelled nasty. You know, all the lightweights, people that, there's a lot of people that actually, weed makes them feel bad. You know, they have bad trips just like anybody else with anything. You know, some people it works for them, some people it doesn't. So some people were complaining that they were getting dizzy, that they couldn't function right, and then some people were just like, I couldn't stop laughing.
I mean, I seen the interviews and the people, they were like, some of them were literally just laughing to the point where it was just like comical. But at the same time, I feel like even though like you're having a good time and stuff like that, like so much of it and so much smoke, like being so thick, you know,
you can't breathe.
Yeah, like I would have a fucking panic attack too. Like I wouldn't know what to do myself.
No, really. And especially because weed smoke is really thick, Like, that's a lot. Plus, it's already, like, an electrical fire.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's like...
They couldn't use water then, huh?
No, they were.
I thought for electrical fires, you can't use water. You're supposed to use the extinguisher.
Well, they were using the... I forgot. It's like dirt. But I guess they pulled up in
like the ones that trucks. They do with the airplanes. Like the ones in Cali when they have the fires. They take the airplanes with all that sand to dump it over.
No. That's actual water but with red dye in it. So they know where they dumped.
So it'll stay in the ground red, yeah. And they'll know that they have already
dumped water
there. But I thought they drop sand too.
They do sometimes.
Yeah, so in an electrical fire, I thought it was you can't use water.
You shouldn't use water, no.
Actually, I need to learn how to use a fire extinguisher because I don't know how. I know you pull a pin.
You pull a pin, you aim, and then you fucking
shoot. Oh, okay, the hose. So it's not that hard? No. I do know you have to pull a pin. I remember in high school, one of these bitches, it was one of my homegirls. This bitch fucking grabbed the thing and just started spraying the whole hallway before the bell rang. I was like, bitch, for what? For fucking what, bro? Now, if we have a fire, we're doomed.
I remember, like, the first time we ever played with one, like, me and my friends had went to Maverick. And he had, like, bought in a fucking... Either he bought or he stole a condom and we filled it up with, like, the fucking fire extinguisher stuff. So we threw it at our other friend and, like, on the back of his shirt, it was just, like, a circle with, like, that white powdery stuff that's in the fire extinguisher. Mm-hmm. And we filled up a whole laundromat with it. And after that, like, literally...
The only laundromat in town is fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, we literally couldn't breathe while we were in there. We had to hide, like, behind the actual machines. To like
so get away where from was it. The workers
no there was no workers that was the weird part like our laundry mat no like it was always open like we never knew who owned it who like serviced it nothing like that
but here goes these fucking dumbass kids ruining the only laundromat in town. Ooh, I would be so fucking pissed with y'all, especially like if I'm somebody that washed my clothes there.
Disrespectful. Well, we're washing fuckers. Like our shoes and our socks because we had to just walk through like the river and shit. But yeah, I don't know how one thing led to another.
You guys were all naked around each other playing in the foam of the
fire. No, like our shoes and socks. Oh. Not like anything else, no.
Still. So y'all was showing each other your toesies?
Basically. Let the dogs out.
Well, what were you even talking about? Oh yeah, the fire. Yeah, you guys.
Honestly, how would you like... So Taiwan is a small island in a way.
Right.
So imagine like a fire just starting from one side of the island and the wind taking it all throughout like the actual island. Like everybody would end up getting high within it.
All the animals and stuff.
Yeah.
They're over here, fucking birds flying out the sky.
Oh, hell.
They're
like, no. Wee.
They forgot how to fly and shit.
They're going to be like toothless and run into the doors.
No. Do you guys have animals and sliding doors? Like, our dog just runs full throttle, and I'm really scared he's going to break that shit. We're going to have to pay for it. Or, you know, he busts his head, and great, now I got to pay for a door and a dog.
Jeez.
But, yeah, you guys, what do you guys think? Comment down below. Would you guys go ahead and just help save the fire, or would y'all just go take the fucking hits as long as you could?
Imagine if the firefighters started grabbing, like, plants, just, like, the nugs and throwing them into their pockets.
Nah, the firefighters were for sure having a good time. But I know for sure the person that owned that, they were like, fuck my life.
It's crazy
to think. Pounds and pounds to waste, buddy.
Literally, but once they estimated everything, it was 200,000 baht, which is their currency. And
that still sounds like a lot.
USD would be $7,900.
Okay, but I feel like in other countries like that, isn't our money worth more than their money?
Yeah.
So for them, it was like a shit ton more than $7,000.
Well, yeah, it was 200,000.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Poor guy. All right. Okay, so, oh my God, this just goes on. And so speaking of fires now, there was this story I heard. So pretty much this guy... Fuck, I wish I... Let me see how many miles. Maybe I could still find it. But I don't know if it said... Okay, so there was a guy from Michigan. He drove 700 miles. He didn't fucking fly, y'all. He drove 700 miles to burn down the house of a guy who was talking to his ex online. Did you see that?
I didn't.
He went there, burned the house down. There was people that came out with injuries, and he killed two animals in the home.
Oh, shit.
All for talking to his ex-girlfriend. I'm sorry, but if he don't come for me like that, I don't want him. I want you to destroy this world for me.
Nah, fuck that. I already have a bunker secured for you.
Not him killing two feral lice. That's so mean, bro. What did the dogs do? You could have burned down the homie's car, his phone, his place of work.
I don't know. I seen, like, a news.
What did they do?
I seen a news article of a dog who, like, ate a little dog. And the way that, like, it broke the person down, I bet you that person, even though, like, he didn't mean to kill those animals, knowing the pain that he caused the other person was probably just enough to where he was like,
yeah. I mean, you drove 700 miles. I'm pretty sure he did not care for nothing. Extra. I don't think he cared for nothing. He was like, fuck you and your fetal lice.
That was just extra, like, god damn.
700 miles, like, buddy. No wonder she didn't want to fuck with you. You was obviously a bum that couldn't afford a flight.
Okay.
Shit, everybody's flying Spirit.
At this point, fucking, I wouldn't trust the planes.
Tell me why my coworker, she like went, she went to Reno, so it's not that far, right? I mean, I don't know, but I know Reno's pretty close.
Right.
So she was like, guys, I'm really scared. These planes are going down everywhere. She's like, but I heard so far Spirit's the only one that actually hasn't dropped down. So she's all like, yeah, I'm going to go fly Spirit. I'm going to go to Reno, yada, yada, yada. So I think it was on Friday or Thursday or whatever. The day she was leaving, she tells us, all right, you guys, bye. I'll see if I'll make it back. I'll see you if I don't die. I was like, stop saying that. Why would you say that? And the bitch did land. Shout out to her. Safely? Shout out to Spirit. She landed safely, but no luggage. So that was just the only thing. Her luggage never left Vegas, I guess.
They hijacked her shit.
I told her, I was like, that bitch gonna flip her underwear inside out.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so 700 miles to burn that shit down. I wonder, he had 700 miles to sit there and think, and he still was like, I'm about to just do it.
He just thought about how he was going to get away with it. He said, I didn't get no plane ticket. They won't know I came over here. Like,
he's like,
holy fuck.
I'm going to pay for gas in cash.
Honestly, like, I know that I have a TikTok saved somewhere of this guy who, like, showed up to his wife's house. And the construction workers had just called their boss and they're like, yeah, we already tore the house down and everything. And the worker was like, no, you didn't. Like, I'm here waiting for you outside the fucking building. He's like, you tear down somebody's fucking house? And the construction workers were like freaking out. He's like, yeah, we're
this
here.
This is real life?
Yeah, he's like, we're over here in New York, Maryland, New York. And he's like, you fucking idiots. It's in Maryland and the address is on a New York street. Basically, the fucking ex-husband gets there and he's over here fucking hyping up the construction worker. He's like, yeah, I lost the settlement. She took the house. It fucking brings me joy knowing that she can't have the fucking house now. Da, 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 da.
Wait, so he planned it on purpose?
No. The husband showed up after the work was done and was just fucking happy that it happened.
Oh, he didn't work with the construction
worker. No, it was just like a big ass coincidence for him. And yeah, he was just
who knows? Maybe it was by the grace of God and that woman really did not deserve that shit. Nope. People are freaking crazy, you guys. Watch out. Watch who you're dating. If you're on those dating apps, just be safe, y'all. Because you never know. There was this, I think I told you, there was this like girl who she had been with her man for 3 years. I think I even mentioned it on the pod. Been with that man for 3 or 4 years and she woke up one day and he was eating her fucking legs. Like, that's like, you really think you know somebody. And it kind of made me scared of you, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Because you always talk about how big my legs are. So I was like, imagine.
I'm not going to lie. Honestly,
where
like,
are we going?
My, like, friends and shit, we've always had, like, you've met my big friend.
Okay, can we get to the chase? Because I'm a little scared right now. What is this conversation about?
We've always messed around with my big friend that's, like, chubbier than us. And we've always told him, like, if it ever got to a situation where, like, we all got hungry, we would eat his leg.
You guys are so mean.
And this fool would always be like, why the fuck would you guys eat my leg? That's so fucked up. I was like, dude, if we eat your leg, that'll feed us for like a month at least.
You guys are so mean. And I know exactly what friend you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
That's so mean. y'all can eat this ass and trust me, y'all never run out of food.
I've been told you that. I eat your thigh though.
Okay. Ew. Ew. Little seasoning. Mm-mm. And yeah, so that guy ate her freaking leg. And then if you guys like paranormal or what's it called? Like scary shit like that, you guys. Ooh, and for our dream segment, y'all, go into that Google form and give me a story of a time you've ever seen somebody sleepwalking, or if you've personally have ever been a sleepwalker. But there's this podcast called Lights Out. That's a podcast for all the creepy shit. If you guys are into that, check it out. In this new episode that they dropped, they were talking about sleepwalking murderers, like people who were sleepwalking and it just got violent. And, you know, oop, sorry, y'all, I burped. I don't know if you heard it, but if you did, excuse me. So, yeah, it just got me wondering, like, oh, I wonder if, like, somebody in our listeners is a sleepwalker. Hopefully not a serial killer, but just, I'm telling you, anonymous Google form. So, if you want to confess to something crazy. So, we're going to go ahead and just go into our final segment now. Roll those clips, Vegas. Behold, Vegas. I'm going to keep on the run. I'm
going to have me some fun. It cost me my very. So, the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that you have kept from her so far? Whether it happened before you guys started dating or now that you guys are together.
Oh, man. Honestly, I think the most embarrassing part for me was, I think, like, the second date, I rear-ended a car. Oh. On accident. But, yeah. I was just trying to park and, yeah.
Shit, you went too far back or what?
No, I went kind of too far forward. Oh, and I was having her guide me, but... she was like yelling at me, but I was like, no, babe, like I have enough room. And then, boom, hit it.
You're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, but yeah.
What about one secret that you have kept from her so far, whether it happened before you guys started dating or now that you guys are together?
I don't have any secrets, honestly. Nah.
I like that.
I wish I did. I mean, everyone has secrets, but I can't really think of any.
Right. No, that's fine.
So you guys are going to know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. So just me, you, and the listeners right now. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have happened to you before you even met him or while you guys were in the relationship, as long as he doesn't know about it.
All right. So in the beginning of our relationship, we were out, and I'm pretty sure he had like a runny nose or something. But he had laughed, and like a little something came out of his nose, and I was just like, ooh. And he noticed it, I noticed it, but he was kind of hoping that I didn't notice. But I didn't say anything, you know, just to not embarrass him or anything. But right. It was nothing biggie. I mean, it all happened. It happens to all of us. So,
right.
You know. It was just a little moment where it was like, oh, that's funny.
It's okay. Later on, when you guys get deeper into the relationship, you'll be picking them out for him.
Oh, no, like, yeah.
You got a little something right here.
We're 9 months in,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. guess there. Thank you. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
A secret?
She said, ooh.
I'm trying to think of one.
No, it was when you said, when you seen the booger fly on, you're like, ooh. And I, ooh.
A secret? No, not that I can think of. We're together like 24/7, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You don't really have anything.
No.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that you have not told her just yet, whether it happened to you before you met her or while you guys were together?
Ooh, that's kind of an embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean... One time, she gave me this shirt that she wore, and so I had it on my bed, and I would, like, sleep with it, and one time she came over, and I completely forgot to take it away, so, like, I just quickly hid it under my bed, and she was, I think she found it, but, like, never said anything, and I was like, oh, shit, I hope she doesn't think anything of it, and yeah.
But I think that was probably, like, the most embarrassing moment, yeah.
What about one secret that you kept from her, whether it happened before you met her or while you guys were together?
A secret? See, I guess before I had asked her out, I asked this other girl out. She had a boyfriend, though, already, but I never told her about it. Oh, and okay. So, yeah.
I can understand why.
No, yeah.
So the last one is just a bonus question. We're just basically asking, what is one dream that you had that you could remember that you would be willing to share with us? And it could be like, it's just basically a dream, like while you were asleep.
Just any dream?
Yeah.
Like at all?
Yeah.
A dream that I remember having. A dream that I remember having. The last dream I actually remember, like, fully was, like, I was at a school, and it was, like, a zombie apocalypse, and I was, like, running and shit. And it was, like, kind of like a game almost in a way. Uh-huh. And I think I died at some point. Like, oh, I got killed. Yeah. I don't know. It was really, really, really random. I don't even know why. I didn't watch anything zombie-related. It just happened. But, yeah. That's, like, the last dream I remember.
Hey, I like that. Thank you.
So, first question is, what's one embarrassing moment he doesn't know about? It could have happened to you, let's say, before you guys even met, or right now that you guys are in the relationship, but he doesn't know about it.
Sorry, this is hard because it's like put on the spot. Okay.
If you don't have an embarrassing moment, what about a secret that he doesn't know about?
Well, I guess he doesn't know that, like, before I was with him, I was with a girl. I don't know if that's, like, interesting, but
so, like, he thinks you're straight, or
probably
okay, so it was like kind of like you're not sure, you were kind of just experimenting, and that's why you don't want to just come out as like, oh yeah, I like girls.
It's just never been brought up.
Yeah. Okay. Viva, all right, fair enough. Viva Las Vegas. All right, you guys, those were our couples from our segment, What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go around Vegas asking couples what's one secret and embarrassing moment you keep from your partner. And then we talk about it here. And now, you guys, we're also asking them for a dream. So I didn't realize that our audio clips were going to start having the dreams now. So I'm going to definitely start editing these a different way. Obviously, the dream segment will be its own and Vegas will be its own. But for right now, it's a Vegas and dreams mashup. Dream on, Vegas. Dream on. All right. So our first couple, the boyfriend, he had an embarrassing moment and he rear-ended a car on their second date. I would not trust that man after that in my car. Thankfully, it was his own car, right?
It was his own car, but I feel like, when was it when we took that California trip that happened with your car? Sorry, with guys. Car. Yeah, no, I was gonna like
cough. It was like our first or second month of dating. That was my own car and I hit it myself.
That was your car and I hit it.
You're the one that backed up into the Mercedes?
No. I'm the one that drove on the freeway.
I know, but that wasn't your fault.
No, I know. But either way,
everybody was going crazy on the freeway that day.
I felt like shit once your car got hit that day. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, she's never going to trust me again.
No, I mean, I was there. It was definitely a freak accident. But that same trip, y'all, I literally had just bought the car and I backed up into a Mercedes. Nothing happened.
And a bush.
That was not the same trip. That was another trip after that. Yeah, we have problems when we go to Cali. Hopefully, we do better.
Last trip has been way better. And Tammy went through it. Yeah, Tammy's been through like the last three, four trips.
She's been everywhere. All right. So, he had no secret. Our girlfriend, her embarrassing moment, she also had no secret, but her embarrassing moment was that she seen his booger fly out mid-conversation.
I felt like that bitch was just out here fucking snitching him out. Because it was your embarrassing moment. Yeah, like, it was even your embarrassing moment, homegirl. You snitched him out.
For the second couple, the boyfriend, his embarrassing moment was that he kept one of her shirts to smell it, and he hid it from her. I would have not been upset. I would have been like, you want these panties, too?
I kept your panties.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Y'all, sometimes when cats fucking just want to fuck with y'all, it's fucked up.
Yeah, I kept your panties, I think.
Wait, but I knew about it?
Because you were like, where did my panties go? And I was like, oh, I'll help you look for them.
Which ones?
I forgot. I gave them back to you once we got together.
Well, we were together.
No, but I mean,
unless we
like,
was having just fun at that moment. Well, nice to fucking know. Don't ever do that again. Well, either way, now, like,
bro,
you live next to my panties.
Don't take my panties home to yourself.
Okay, his secret was that he asked another girl out before her. I mean, you were still single, so. And that boyfriend, shout out to him. he gave us a dream. So his dream was that he was in a, he was at his school and there was a zombie apocalypse. Bro, I'm looking for every motherfucker I hate in there praying to God you're a zombie. If not, I'm finna just unk you myself, bitch. Come here.
I'm gonna kill you and then be like, he was a zombie. He was turning. Yep. Nah, for real, for honestly, what would be like your weapon if it broke out in a classroom? What would be the weapon you would go for?
Oh, you know what? I wonder if that show that we watched, that was like a Korean or Chinese show, Japanese something, where it was that Netflix show that they all died in the school. They were zombies. That was a good show. That right. Shit gave me anxiety like a motherfucker. In the classroom, all right, if we're in a regular classroom, fuck. I want to say like a ruler of some sort, a letter opener, the scissors. A desk. I don't know.
I forgot what show.
The flagpole.
Okay, outside. You're going to run outside and then run back.
You guys didn't have...
Not the flagpole, but the flags inside the classrooms.
The flags in your rooms, but it was like the actual big long flag. Like, yeah, we had those.
It was like a foot long. Or
yeah, like, it was a decent size, but they were still metal with the point at the end.
For me, it would be more of, I seen it in a, I forgot what show it was, but this fool basically like paid people to go into an office building and they would basically like fight each other in there. And one of them grabbed, like, you know those, where you put your paper in there? And it's a long-ass blade to cut it, like, perfectly straight.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The art teachers had those a lot.
Yeah, I would just grab one of those, break it off, and then you got a little fucking sword on you.
Mm, true. But I'm pretty sure those would have, like, for sure, like, screws on that shit and just, like, all kinds of heavy shit to make sure people don't do that.
Shit. I would walk around like Pac-Man and just be like, hum, hum, hum.
No, for real.
Sorry for that. Oh, sorry. Huh? Sorry for that fucking way that I made that noise. If you ever seen the episode where Tekashi 6ix9ine is asked about his shooting, he's like, I shot him. I got shot. It was like, hum, hum, hum. And one of the guys is like, I don't know what gun makes that noise, bro.
Oh, yeah. I remember that video. He's like still trying to like. Be relevant, like Tekashi's still making music, still like having the videos and stuff. And I think, where's he from? He's Dominican, I think so.
No, he's Mexican.
No, he's something because he'd be Mexican. Out in them islands giving a lot to the people in the islands and stuff.
He's Mexican. He literally had the Mexican flag in a bunch of his videos and stuff.
But he's not like, no, I swear he's like one of the islanders.
No, you're tripping. But I will say him and DJ Khaled recently got a casket delivered to their houses in Florida.
Oh, I seen that. A Vaughn, no?
And his said, RIP King Vaughn. And DJ Khaled said, RIP Drake. With upside down crosses. And they don't know who delivered them. They just know, like, the car and stuff. But they don't know who or why.
Why? Okay, so King Vaughn and 6ix9ine's gangs had... beef, right?
They're not in the same one? They just had beef between each other.
Personally?
Yeah, because
it had to be gang associated, though, because they're both associated.
Well, King Von was just basically like, I'm really with the streets, and he was like, you're not. Quit saying that you are.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay, and then what's Drake and...
Drake and Khaled, that one kind of threw me off, because I don't know if they have beef or not, but it was just kind of like...
Okay. Are they signed to the same label?
I have no clue. I just know that like they make hella songs together, so that's why it threw me off. It was like, but I think it's because Rick Ross is beefing with Drake, so I think that's why.
That's weird though. Like, how are you guys? That's what makes no sense to me. Like, there's been even instances where the Kardashians have people in their backyard and shit. Like, you guys have so much money, and I know y'all motherfuckers roll deep in security. Like, how are people still sneaking in? Like, your security slacking, or you're just doing it for attention, and it's not even real. Because some big fat ass caskets, they were not little. They were the actual size of a real casket. Like, how did y'all fucking manage to get to somebody's front door with that shit and nobody fucking noticed? A fucking big black box. Come on.
And that's why I have pit bulls, you guys. Try to do that shit at my house.
But for the girlfriend on that second couple, she had nothing. So, yeah. But, yeah, I forgot about those. I seen that earlier, too, this week about the caskets.
That shit to me, like, it threw me off just on the Drake one, but sheesh.
Mm-mm-mm. Watch your backs, guys, because, I mean, who knows? They probably already, frogging. You remember that movie Frogging that we seen? They're probably out there living in the basements of their houses and stuff. Don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
They made it to your front door. Who's to say that they didn't just walk up in there?
living with you and shit. That shit would be so
fucking crazy. Then there was a drone that same week that went up to Drake's hotel. That motherfucker was in a big ass hotel, and they had the drone all the way up there.
In Dubai, I believe it was.
Yeah, they freaking found his chancla on the bottom of the where Drake had thrown it, and they're like, Drake, let's keep our city clean, please. You can retrieve your sandal. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, that, man. No, they really told him like, you could come pick it up. They're like, yeah, we know you like our beautiful city, but let's keep it that way.
Season assist on the fucking sandal.
Not on the chancla. Shit.
He didn't even throw that shit like a Mexican mom. He said,
that's what I'm saying. I was about to say that he got no drop of Hispanic in him because he missed that fucking bag.
Oh, God.
Shit. You got to know how to swing it through the aerodynamics and shit.
My abuelita
the
curve of the chancla. My abuelita could have thrown that shit from Mexico and hit that shit in Dubai. Trust me, no cap.
She said, got you, Drake. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and... I was going to say package it up here. We're going to wrap it up here, y'all. So do you have anything to say before we peace out?
You guys, peace out. Stay safe. See y'all next week.
All right, you guys. Just know that we still had that dream segment after all. So, hey, we didn't miss it. Vegas dream mashup, y'all. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys are staying safe, healthy, and just have a good time, y'all. Just have a good time with me. It's Wednesday. We're almost to Friday. Pop that booty on the Friday. Once you clock out, start shaking that motherfucker round and round and round. I love y'all. Peace out. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la casa de papel.